Oh, the sound of the times. And when I say this, I mean it in a not good way, because, you know, I think it's interesting because you always, when I was younger, you would hear older people always say, you know, this world is going ape shit or is going bad or whatever it is. And here you are on the same stage and you're like, well, those were the good old days, you know, and now it's, hey, everything's going crazy. Because when you see the news and you see the access of information is quite a bit. I would say that with Dave Chappelle, there's been an incident where, again, a comedian, it's been a comedian's attack on comedians recently. And you've had another one where they were doing a performance and somebody, a gay man or whatever, you know, part of the LGBTQ community, they went ahead and attacked Chappelle on stage. And nothing was done about it. We just found out through the news that the district attorney in California is not going to press charges, even though there was video, even though the person broke rules, brought a weapon, attacked a comedian, and nothing was done about it. So what does that tell you in California? There's a reason why I've been seeing so many California tags here in Florida. It's gone to an extreme. And it's really weird in that sense, like to see the shift in these times. I mean, there's a reason why people don't have trust in law enforcement because of things like that. You think that, imagine a guy like Chappelle that is probably the most popular comedian in the world right now. He has security and he was attacked. Can you imagine the regular comedians that are going on stage that don't have security? I mean, you better learn MMA. You better go to Joe Rogan school, because now you're being attacked. I mean, Chris Rock got attacked. And it was funny because Chris Rock was at that show where Chappelle got attacked and he quips his dad, Will Smith. And I think, in my opinion, I think Will Smith sparked a lot of this. Like, it's okay to attack someone that says something you don't like. That's the part that I think people are not understanding. The freedom of speech is so important. That no matter what people say, if it bothers you, then it's something that you have to either work on yourself with doing, or in my case, I go right back. I always say this, you know, I always say this to my partners, like, you stupid games, stupid comments get stupid rebuttals. Stupid games win stupid prizes. So if you don't want me to say stupid stuff, don't start nothing. Or don't stay nothing. You know, that's stupid. And I think that in this case, you know, comedians are just out there being funny. And I think the younger generation is one where, again, they're trying to make sure that the small voices are not being picked on or ostracized. And I think that's the problem with comedy, is that I think the younger generation doesn't understand it at times, because it's making fun of stuff that, or bringing stuff up that people that think about but can't say. I mean, I think a lot of the things of my podcast have been that way, you know, over the years. Like, I just say things that I think people say or feel, but they are just too afraid to say it, or they're worried about being judged. And, you know, like I was talking to my partner, and then, you know, they just, you know, they laugh about sometimes I'm co-parenting. I'm like, you know, I don't care. Like, I do me. I mean, people want to laugh at the way I do business, okay, you laugh at it. I don't care. It's mine. Because I think people at the end, when people judge and people get caught up in wanting to tell you how to be or laugh about the way you're being, it's like, okay, well, you have a miserable life, huh? Life didn't work out for you that way. So therefore, you have to say things that are going to make you feel better about yourself. And I'm like, I'm cool with that. I get the reason why you're judging me, because you're not happy with your life, or you want to feel good, or you want to feel better about yourself. And that's the way you do it. I get it. I mean, you don't, when you understand where it comes from, then it's like, okay, you shove it where it needs to be shelved. But when you're going back to this attack and seeing now that the incident at the Oscars went ahead and opened, like, it's open season on people that are on platforms entertaining, that if you don't agree with something they say or you feel insulted with something they say, that you have the right to attack. and you won't get in trouble. You have the right to hold these entertainers accountable when they don't say something that you don't like. Imagine that. And nobody from the LGBTQ community has come out and said anything. We don't condone violence. We don't, nothing. They're like, yeah, that's what we're going to be sending our goons for. And that's the part where I think you see the shift as a person like myself, just like I've seen the shift in politics as far as how politics is viewed. It's one of those things that you realize that the shift is one where people are going to be accepted for doing that. Even though that guy looked like a pretzel, I give you like what happened with that, the guy attacked Chappelle. He had like a fake gun with a knife in it, bum rush him, shitty tackle, and next thing you know, 20 guys on him went ahead and attacked him in the back, and he came out with his arm broken and one side of his face all pummeled. And celebrities and security were just jumping in on the guy, you know, jumping on that guy. You know, it's one of those deals. Like, I think it's weird. Like, we, you know, I understand why the Trump heads and people that are devout politicians or politicals, I should say, that are really letting everybody know, this is where I stand, man, or get the fuck out. Because of incidents like this are showing us that, man, if we don't stand for something, man, like these younger generations are going to trample all over us, man. And like I said, I think there's a value in standing up for people that don't have a voice, standing up for what's right, correct? Like, we can all agree that if a gay person shouldn't be discriminated upon, or a transgender person shouldn't be discriminated upon when it comes to traveling, when it comes to buying a house, when it comes to a job, when it comes to being able to live their life. You live your life as an adult, right? But biology is biology, right? I've talked about this before, and it's not about how you feel. You know, I could identify as being white. That doesn't make me white. So, but that's neither here or there. It's just saying that I understand the premise of standing up for people, because we want to make sure that the minorities of our societies are not being bullied. But when it's going to a point where it's an extreme overcorrection and you're trying to impose this level of correctness onto how people should speak, especially in an entertainment field. Like, it's a very simple formula with comedy, guys. It's no different than me. If I don't want to eat McDonald's, I don't buy it. I don't go through the drive-thru. So, like, right now, I'm going back on my, you know, dieting and getting back to my smoothie days. I remember, like, years ago when I used to do podcasts, I used to have smoothies all the time. So, it's a very simple choice. If you're a person that's gay and you want, you know, Dave Chappelle is gonna has talked, you feel Dave Chappelle has talked shit about you, why are you going to the show? Don't support it. Don't put money in his pocket. Don't watch his Netflix specials. That's my whole point, is that when you're truly against something, you just do something about it. You don't put money in their pocket. Because the moment you show up to that venue, the moment you do things like that, he's still making money. He's not going to stop making shows. He's not going to be traumatized about that. He's going to be like, if anything, he's going to bring security. So, and he's going to have a funny bit about it later on. And I think people, the younger generation, they're, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's them being able to go on social media and vent all day about that. And a guy like that must have feel a certain way. They must feel, because maybe within their family and the people that love him didn't accept him for that, and now he sees the world as anyone that doesn't accept him for who he is, that he has to do something about it. Who knows, man? But there's some deep self-hatred for anybody that speaks against what he is and doing it in a funny way. Like, I don't have a problem if people say Hispanic jokes or black jokes, it's a, or poor, whatever jokes that may be sensitive to me. It's like, hey, you gotta say. I'm like, ah, you know, I may not laugh about it. I mean, like, oh, it stings, but I'm not gonna sit there and try to rush the stage and say you can't talk about that ever again. And I think that's kind of where the shift has gone now, because again, I mean, we've had two of our best comedians be attacked on stage for things that they said for the sake of entertainment. So how many more are we gonna have in 22? I don't know. I think it's gonna be fascinating, to be honest with you. I'm truly interested into seeing how this all goes, because this is something that's unprecedented. I mean, all I see, and I'll leave with this, I see comedians now just saying, hey, this is the beginning of the end of comedy, because people out here are really bothered. Like, it's like, basically, if Bill Burr keeps going at it, he's going to get a woman that's going to get up and attack him. It's like, you know, you gotta know. You gotta know your crowd. Jesus. Give it time. This ain't my body.